That's about right.
All right. Team having fun is here. I'm all-time QB. Cash, first guy off the bench.
What?
I didn't even make you a starter, see?
What the hell?
And Kevin Turner is joining us on Team Having Fun today because we have an exciting Ranger-themed game show, baseball, party, spectacular. We're going to start right now. And Kevin, go ahead and pop that mic on. Rare invitation to do so. And explain to us what we're doing right now.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Welcome to the 2011 Baseball is Back, Bitches Quiz of Death.
All right.
Hey. So far, it doesn't suck.
Before we play, though, we have to draft our teams. Mike Soroy, you won the drop-off.
I did.
You get to choose from this deep pool of draftees.
This Roy is like White. The jerk when you win the weight guessing game and you get to pick something
pick
between...
some crap.
Something between the thimble and the pencil sharpener.
You can choose our board op, Roy White, or the ticker man, Casey Millen. Mike, you are on the clock.
It is a really tough choice between these two. There's so many minuses.
Roy's
not capable of digging that kind of thing up in under half an hour.
I definitely have somebody that I don't want.
Well, so you don't want either. We shouldn't kill too much time on this selection process. You know what? I know this is Ranger-themed, and I just... I think Casey is lying when he does his tickers and acts like he cares that much about Rangers or sports, so I'm going to take Roy White.
Damn it!
Yeah!
God, I hate Casey.
You're stuck with Casey.
I wonder if Gil Brandt spent a lot of time researching these guys' backgrounds for you guys on this 30th episode of Cirque du Soroy.
Yes, it is. Thank you for bringing that up.
Come on, Casey.
Actually, we have a website, CirqueDuSoroy.com, that my Mike Marshall would chat. Strangle me if I don't mention.
CirqueDuSoroy.com. There's good fun stuff
there. There's all kinds of audio there. Okay, so the bottom line is it's me versus Cash, right? But if we need a lifeline, we can ask one of these knuckleheads?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Be smart. So don't let them, get in front of you. You have to go to them.
You are not really a partner.
Stay off your computer, Casey.
Now.
Do I have to stay off the computer?
Yes.
First of all, we have to introduce the host, Mike Soroy. It says here on my card that your hobby is that you're a bit of a green thumb. Would you like to elaborate on that, or?
I suppose in a way I'm a green thumb. I don't actually plant plants.
You do a whole
lot. You vote in Iraq?
Gardening. I like to do more stuff. I like, that's true. Yeah, green thumb, fine.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming. And
you're welcome, and Kevin. Thanks for having me.
It says your hobby here is playing dead in public places. So you,
Yeah, I love that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
with
that's
my pants
great.
Hanging down.
Now, I should also mention that we have five categories today, all baseball / Rangers oriented, because this is the Baseball is Back, Bitches 2011 Quiz of Death. Category one, Washisms.
Good. Yes.
Gotta love that. Category two, Rangers opening day pitchers.
Okay.
Category three, former Rangers alleged steroid users. We know there's many of those. Number four, the category is mom jeans.
Mom jeans?
Yeah, we'll just we'll go from there.
Okay.
And category five, baseball movies. Mike?
Is there one question in each of these? Or is there
I got like five for each.
All right.
I'm loaded with material.
And are you going to keep score for us?
I'll keep score, yeah.
All right, I just pick first?
Yes.
Okay, I will take mom jeans for 100, please.
Mom jeans. All right. This is a shot at your enemy right here. This mom jean-wearing guy was a Texas folk hero before he overstepped his boundaries more than Casey Millen on Ticket Tickers.
I have no idea.
I didn't really follow. Read it one more time.
Okay. Yeah. Hard to follow the question.
Yeah, I was waiting for the joke.
This mom jean wearing guy was a Texas folk hero before he overstepped his boundaries.
Oh.
Recently. Think recent.
I'm just going to speak aloud with my partner. Overstepped his boundaries.
I don't think I'm going to be good at this.
Sam Houston or something?
This is going to be a lot harder than
I
thought.
Recent. Think front office.
Oh, okay, I have an idea here. I'm going to say, our team's going to say Chuck Greenberg.
That's correct.
Yeah! 1-0.
One for Mike and Roy. Roy, thanks for contributing.
Do I keep going here, or does he go now?
It's Cash's turn. Yes, okay. Cash. Pick a category, please.
I think that was too big of a hint, by the way.
Mom jean wearing. Did he wear Chuck Greenberg wear mom?
All right, let's have baseball movies.
Yeah. Baseball movies, I like this one. Okay. Which actor from the show Friends starred in a movie as a minor league pitcher rooming with a chimp? The movie is called Ed. So which actor from Friends?
Casey, I'm not going to go to you because I think it's LeBlanc, right?
That is correct.
Give
Cash ties it up at one.
Boomstick. Thank you.
Very good. I will stick with...
LeBlanc.
No, I'll go with Washisms.
All right.
Please.
Washisms.
Oh, God.
This critically acclaimed Washism scored well with fans worldwide when he said, "You never know the way this body part is going to act."
The Buddha holes.
You never know how... booty hose is going to act.
That was way too easy.
That's for 100. Hey, worry about your team, Millen.
2-1, Mike and Roy lead over Cash and Casey.
All right, let's go back to mom jeans.
Back to mom jeans.
Choice.
Even though that confused me.
Okay. All right. Which former MLB player was contractually forced to say that he endorsed the drills taught by Tom and Emanski on the Tom Emanski Hitting and Defensive Drills VHS tape series commercials?
I totally know that one because he wore the Who Farted hat. Oh, I think, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I got this.
Casey, I was going to go with Fred McGriff.
Yeah.
But, okay.
No.
Oh.
It actually is Fred McGriff.
Yeah, yes.
Crime Dog.
It's endorsed by Fred McGriff.
Force. That's right.
He endorsed Tom Emanski's VHS cassette series. That's really good.
He had
good.
The big trucker hat.
Yeah, who farted hat. Yeah.
Who farted hat. All right. I'm going back to baseball movies, please.
All righty. We can do that.
Thank you.
This spiritual movie features an angry Danny Glover as manager of an awful AL West team who finds success because a kid prayed one night for his favorite team to not suck. Also starring Tony Danza, the old guy from Back to the Future, and Matthew McConaughey as the center fielder.
Mighty Ducks.
This is not... please don't talk while it's... This is not the fourth sequel to Air Bud Golden Reliever. I believe this is Angels in the Outfield, Roy. Is that where... Yeah? Angels in the Outfield.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You guys are on fire today.
Thank you.
Everyone forgets that Matthew McConaughey is the center fielder. The angel just picks him up and, yeah.
I choose Rangers alleged steroid users.
Okay.
Hey.
Come on, Casey.
All right. Here we go. Similar to Mike Soroy before the 2009 great game, this former Rangers sweet swinging first baseman took the needle to the butt many a time in both stints with the Rangers. Rangers sweet swinging first baseman.
It's Raffy.
Yeah. Very easy. See?
Yeah, both stints kind of gave it away. Yeah.
You guys were worried that was going to make it hard.
In the butt. Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm overly concerned.
Can we mark that Kevin Turner in the butt, by the way?
I want the washes again, please.
All right. All right, Mike, you were at kind of with the guys when this happened a couple weeks ago on the hard line out in spring training. Mm-hmm. Wash admitted that he was a bit of a movie buff.
Oh.
Of all the movies he watched in the offseason... What was the name of his favorite movie starring the porn star Tracy Lords?
I know it. I'm 99% sure it's Epicenter.
Yes, sir.
Epicenter.
Correct.
We actually
even know that movie.
Well, nobody does.
Every last one of you can suck it.
I looked up because they asked him what he's doing after the season. He's like winding down. He's like, I'm just sitting home watching DVDs. And they're like, what's your favorite DVD you watch? And he thought about it. He's like, I'd say Epicenter.
What?
And we looked it up, and it's just this kind of funny B action movie. But Epicenter, one of the famous things in Epicenter is that they didn't do their own action scenes. They just paid and bought action scenes from another movie. And you know the movie Metro with Michael Rappaport and Eddie Murphy?
There's like Michael Rappaport.
There's
the
San Francisco driving scene that they, I don't know what the rules are, they just purchased it and inserted it in Epicenter. And you can actually see like Eddie Murphy and Michael Rappaport drive by real quick in Epicenter.
The best part.
Ed Wash is just laughing, loving it.
The best part of that bit is right at the end of it, after he explains it, Danny's like, all right, I'll have to try that. Real quietly.
That makes sense.
So we all want to go get Epicenter and do a full review.
All right, I'm going back to baseball movies.
Okay, the score's 4-3. Mike leads Cash. We're going to go with baseball movies. Mm. Okay.
Thank you. Yep.
Name this extremely unrealistic movie starring Gary Busey, John Candy, and one of the bad guys from Home Alone, where a kid breaks his arm but suddenly can throw 100 miles per hour and gets the call to the big leagues.
This could be the end of the hot streak.
I know this movie. I know what
team
he played for, but I can't think of the title.
I can't give any hints on this one.
No. 5 seconds.
It's fairly easy. Oh, no.
Fistful of Awesome.
Fistful of Awesome.
I just made up.
Guess.
Is it Mr. Big Shot, maybe?
Absolutely not.
No. Can we steal?
Damn it.
We can't steal.
No stealing. No stealing here. It's Rookie of the Year.
Rookie.
Big Taylor.
Henry Rowan Gardner.
My partner knew that. See? That's why he didn't get drafted, Millen.
You're saying Fistful of Awesome is not...
Somebody just said Jake Taylor. As if
Jake Taylor was the...
He's in Major League.
Tom Berenger, you douche.
Mike off. All right.
The name of the pitcher is Henry Rowan Gardner.
I will roll the dice with Rangers opening day pitchers, please.
All right. This former temperamental Rangers pitcher got the call on opening day in 95, 2000, and 2004. He also had the chart-topping hits Islands in the Stream and Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, and can often be seen at the Windstar Casino trying his luck at the card tables.
That would be the gambler. Kenny Rogers, please.
Correct!
Yeah!
All right, let's
Coward of the County.
Let's have my favorite Rangers opening day pitchers as well.
All right, Cash. This former Rangers opening day pitcher is well known for a lot of things in Texas, including his tasty meat.
Is he currently
hey,
under,
there's not Q&A
under the
here.
Team's employ?
It's not Q&A.
Nolan.
Yes, correct.
Nolan who?
Don't know his last name.
Correct.
I think it's Beef.
More last
specific.
Name. Earl right. Campbell, I was going
to
guess.
Let's go back to mom jeans for X100, please.
Like a little mom jeans, okay? This dead Minnesota Twin Hall of Famer lost his good guy reputation when he was charged with sexual assault for groping a woman and dragging her into the men's restroom and touching her luscious, tantalizing breast.
Off the off the hefty bag, I'll take Kirby Puckett, please. Man.
Correct. That happened.
It did.
Six what was the four. Last part of that? What did he touch?
Her luscious, tantalizing breast.
It's one.
Just it was just one.
So awful. Let's go back to washisms.
Washisms. She had the uniboob.
Weird.
See, Cash, if this is a little tough one, maybe it's very drop oriented though. Wash has said many times that he enjoys coming on the ticket. At what specific time does Wash like to come on the ticket?
Oh, I don't know this one.
I think I got this.
You can defer to your teammate. Your draft.
I'll phone a friend.
I think about nine.
I have a steel guess. Doesn't he say,
Roy, go ahead and play the drop or Mike?
Every chance I get.
I enjoy coming on a ticket anytime I'm on it.
What is it?
That's right.
We do have one in there where.
Anytime I'm on it.
Anytime I'm on it.
God, the answer, anytime I'm on it.
All right.
So the score is 6-4. Mike, a chance to put the dagger in Cash's
heart. I think I'm in trouble here.
Let's go baseball movies with the stiletto into the back.
Baseball movies. I want to make this one a little bit more difficult, okay?
No problem.
Good.
Just because you're ahead.
Fine.
And it's not Scott Bakula's fault here, but this
back to the minors, Major League.
Whoa,
two or three, Roy?
Is that really it? Yeah, no, he's answered. That's fine.
Right. Yes,
yeah.
Major League.
Oh, every last one of you, you suck it.
All right. Well, now I'll
that's
kind of
fair.
What's
you
the
say
question?
Bakula.
This movie series was ruined because of this third movie in the series, starring the previously mentioned Scott Bakula.
I question the integrity of this game when Roy has the washisms queued up.
Right?
Like, what does that
I'm
say?
I'm not giving him answers.
Yeah, he hasn't answered any of those.
Time out from the game here. I told Roy previously he cannot participate in the washisms category because I gave him the answers.
Now made him pull back the curtain, you jack wagon.
I appreciate your assistance in keeping this thing clean.
7-4.
Keep it fair.
I'm going to give Cash here, just to make things interesting, a little 2-point bonus here.
Awesome.
So
what the hell is this?
I'm ready.
Because it's 7-4, and it's kind of getting not interesting.
Give me the thing.
People are turning it over to a closer game if we don't get this thing back together.
Okay.
Rangers, go.
What? Okay, Rangers.
Oh, I thought you already were guessing for me.
Give me a category here.
Opening day pitchers.
All right. Yay. This Rangers 2010 opening day pitcher sucks.
I got it.
Was it...
I'm not telling you. Look at me. Tuck your boy.
Go ahead.
Scooter Feldman.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it right. He's your partner.
Yeah, I know. I'm pissed that I didn't have it.
Yeah.
The tip of my tongue.
So it's 7-6?
That's right.
I guess, kind of.
Mike, what do you got here?
Washisms.
Oh, yes. We love the washisms. This is the last one. This will close out the washisms category right here.
Good.
Name two artists that Wash has confirmed are on his iPod. He's confirmed they are on his iPod.
The OJs?
This is more in drop form.
So I need to get ones that he is...
Yeah.
Oh, Snoop? Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Doggy Dog.
There it is.
Oh, damn. I don't know. He's like the old guys. Ice-T.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
You want to...
No.
That's all right.
I was just asking him to pass me my Lipton Ice-T.
Dr. Dre.
LL Cool J.
I'm going to give you half a point since you got one.
I'll take it.
Okay, so half.
Is there a baseball movies left?
Yes.
Give me one.
There's always baseball movies.
Just start blasting them off and we'll just guess together.
I'm pretty good at that.
Let's get through these. Just go.
This movie, partially filmed at the Temple, lost all credibility by running a Texas high school teacher out of the Rangers bullpen.
The Rookie.
Even though he was playing for the Devil Rays. That pissed me off.
The Rookie.
He's running out of the Rangers bullpen playing for the Devil Rays.
Don't the details.
I better know that
story
answer,
about the
Grant Hill.
Okay.
Fire.
Fake drownings, bullying, treehouse slumber parties, a beast dog, and an impossibly blind
Sandlot.
Dan Jones.
Sandlot?
Yes, correct.
What else you got? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, we're saying you want. I got a couple more of those.
Go.
You know,
that's right.
We'll get them going. This former Ranger steroid user liked to hurt his nose. He was only a Ranger for half a year. He was most well known for his days in San Diego and Houston. I'm sad to report that the answer to this question is no longer with us. He
Bags.
Passed away in 04.
Mr. Caminiti.
Caminiti.
Ken Caminiti?
Yes, Ken Caminiti.
Mm. You feel like a turd, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
This 2002 Rangers opening day pitcher has been very open about his diarrhea.
Why would you?
Chan Ho.
Chan Ho, good.
Yes.
Good. This 1994 Rangers opening day pitcher played for the Marlins, Padres, Dodgers, and Yankees.
Kevin Brown.
Well known for his temper tantrum. He likes to pull guns on his neighbors.
Kevin Brown.
That's,
he likes to pull guns on his neighbors.
Just the truth. Looks like I have one more for
last
you guys.
Question.
Last question.
This is for all the points.
This is not even a good one. Major reduction alert right here. Which former Kansas City Royals star fought serious issues with hemorrhoids throughout his career? Kansas City Royals Hall of Famer.
George Brett.
Yes.
George Brett.
Yes. There.
You're tied.
Blow me up.
Okay.
Is that not the Kansas City Hall of Famer?
Let's say everybody wins except Casey Miller.
Willie
in this
Wilson.
Game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who could forget Willie Wilson?
Everybody knows about that.
There you go, Kevin. I've got a couple things in my car I'll give you later. So just a couple of jars. That's what I have for you guys.
Thank you.
Couple of jars.
I
well
accept
done.
Your jars.
Well done,
don't
Kevin
jar.
Turner. Thank you. You're an excellent show host. Well done. Fun times. We're going to come back with a segment I like to call Sports Talk. Killer's playing Farmland. I swear to God, I'm looking at him right now.
That's pathetic.
I look at him and I'm like, what? And I'm looking for input. And you're putting water main.
He's plowing.
He's plowing farm.
I got a notification. My crop.